Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. President Biden has urged the US Congress to pass a policing reform bill quickly in memory of George Floyd. After a private meeting at the White House with Mr. Floyd's relatives exactly a year after he was killed by a white policeman, Mr. Biden said both accountability and trust were needed in the justice system. Barbara Plett-Usher has more.
Mr. Floyd's family members went to Capitol Hill to press for the passage of a police reform bill named after him, but it's stuck in partisan divides at the Senate. Mr. Biden supports the bill. He told family members he wanted it to be meaningful rather than rush it through. Movement on criminal justice reform has been slow here in Minneapolis, too. But activists and citizens say they have seen progress in community solidarity and in the greater national focus on racism.
A court in Venezuela has ordered the arrest of two prominent musicians for the alleged sexual abuse of teenagers. Their lawyers haven't yet commented on the charges. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
Venezuela's chief prosecutor, Tarek William Saab, has urged the public to come forward with information that could lead to the detention of Tony Maestrachi and Alejandro Soho, who play in well-known bands. He published pictures on Twitter of the arrest warrants. The court decision comes a month after the prosecutor's office decided to open an investigation into allegations of abuse posted on social media by several fans of the two bands, Tomates Fritos and Los Colores. Judicial decisions in Venezuela are often politically charged, but there's no indication that the two musicians are being targeted for their views on the government.
The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is due to travel to Egypt today for talks with the President and Foreign Minister on the recent outbreak of fighting between Israel and Hamas. On Tuesday, he met Israeli and Palestinian leaders and reiterated the US commitment to a two-state solution to the conflict. This is the latest world news from the BBC.